You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to be speaking about a very applicable topic this evening. That's the halachos of Hilchos Shabbos, clapping, tapping fingers, drumming on the table, dancing on Shabbos. And it's the kind of thing that you see in any shul at any given point. You'll always see somebody clapping, some places like dancing on Shabbos, people like tapping to the music during Zmiros, during Kabbalah Shabbos, and it seems to be an explicit Mishnah that discusses this, and we have to figure out how that Mishnah applies in our practice day after day in and day out. So let's look at the Gemara that cites this Mishnah in source number one. Gemara in Be'ed Daf Lamed says very simply, black and white, Tanah, we learned in a Mishnah, Ein Metapchin, you can't tap, Vein Mesapkin, that's tapping against your thighs, Vein Meraktin, you're not allowed to dance. I'm sorry, Mesapkin might be clapping. I don't remember. One is clapping, one is tapping against your thigh. Says Rashi, V'chulam ne'esru mishum shvus. All these are asumi d'rabbanon, as a gzera d'rabbanon. Gzera shami attacking klei shir. The famous gzera that you might come to fix a broken instrument, and for that reason, Chacham made a gzera that you can't dance because you might come and break out the guitar or the drums. You can't tap. You can't drum roll on the table during Zmiris because you might come to take out a drum. It's broken and you'll come to fix it. That would be a problem. That would be Nisa Daraisa, presumably. So Tosfos in Be'ah is a very well-known Tosfos, makes the following claim. Tosfos says that nowadays, this issue does not apply anymore. Miu says, Tosfos in Be'el Amar Aleph, in source number two, Mili didan to us, shari, it's all permitted. The dav could be a maim. In the olden days, when they knew how to fix instruments, that's when it was usher. But nowadays, havala didan, ain't on a bekian, we don't have a bekias, we're not experts in fixing musical instruments, and therefore this issue doesn't apply to us. Now, you and I know, anyone here play the guitar? My son knows. You okay? We have one play. Okay. So anyone who plays the guitar, or has a son who plays the guitar, or has a brother who plays the guitar, knows that guitar strings snap, and you just take a new one, and you for $1.99, $4.99, $6.99, and you slip a new one in, you tie it on, or you connect it, and shine. You just did a Nisa Daraisa of Tikkun Mana. You're misaking the klei shir. What?
Tuning it would be a long.
Would tuning it be considered tikkun mana? That's a great question. We could argue, we could discuss that. It's possible.
If it's not tuned,
that's
why
possible.
Why is turning the little knob, any different than screwing in a nail?
That's so you're saying tuning.
What's the difference?
Okay, fine. That's something to discussion. That would be tikkun mana, possibly, maybe possibly tuning it, in which case everyone knows how to tune.
Stretching the string.
Yeah. So. Okay. So that could be. So that's going to be the obvious question that Mr. Tosfos, or Rabbi Tosfos, how could you say this doesn't apply anymore? It certainly does. So even if Tosfos has a kula, maybe that. Starts out that the Chazal made an Isser. Tosfos says, oh, the Isser doesn't apply anymore. And you and I are saying, it definitely does. Okay, but we're going to have to hold that. The Achronim do raise that issue. Let's just see how the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha with a very important kula of the Rama. Says the Shulchan Aruch in source number three, Ein metapchin lahakos kaf al kaf, that's a clap, palm to palm. Velo mesapkin, which is defined as lahakos kaf al yerech, that's against your thigh, v'lo meraktin, you can't dance. As the Gemara told us, gzera shemi attacking klei shir. But the Shulchan Aruch tells us an important kula. Ule sapik kilachar yad, but to clap with the back of your hand, shari, is mutar lechatchila. That's the Shulchan Aruch's kula, to clap backwards. Now there comes the Ramah, a very, very important Ramah, and this Ramah is the subject of all the discussion that we're going to have tonight, and that the Achronim have on the sugya. Says Rama, "V'hadim misapkin meraktin ha'inna." There are lots of people, especially those with longer payas than mine, "the misapkin meraktin ha'inna v'lamachin b'hu." There are plenty of people, especially by the Chassidim, they dance, they clap, lots of clapping. V'lamachin b'hu. We don't protest in them. Why not? So the Rama says, "Mishum demuto shiyu shogigin." Because people aren't going to listen. If they don't listen, guess what? We don't open our mouth. Let them do what they're going to do. Better that they should do it by mistake without us raising, pointing out to them that they're violating an Isser, rather than tell them, oh, you know, it's us, and they're not going to listen to us anyway.
What's the concern? Like the medicine, like Rashi and others, whether it's for the observer, that the observer will...
So the way I understand, you're asking a good question. I didn't want to get into it, but since you asked, I will. For a moment. If people are clapping and dancing, people get caught up in the excitement. And in that excitement of the emotional draw that music has, people run down and quickly grab their instruments, and they'll see that it needs a little tuning, and they'll quickly tune it so they could join in the clapping and the dancing, and that will be the problem that happens.
So it'll matter whether, maybe the shishogin is good, but if it's the observer, then it's your problem, you're going to start getting an instrument, then you should stop them. Whereas if it's their problem, then leave them be.
You're raising a good point. The Mutar Shishogin, I want you to hold that. It's a complicated question. Okay. Where did this comment of the Rama come from? He's actually quoting a Gemara. If you turn the page, all the way to page 3, there's a Gemara in Be'ah that says, quotes this Mishnah, source number 12, Be'ah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Eim Etapchem Ve'Eim Esapchem Ve'Eim Raktin. But we quoted this line before: you're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to dance, you're not allowed to bang on the tap. The Gemara says the five. But nowadays we see people do this. It's against the Mishnah. We don't stop them. Meaning the Gemara itself is this. And at the time of the Amoraim, there were communities or people in shul that were clapping and dancing and jumping around. And the rabbi didn't give a clap and didn't stop them, shut them down. The Gemara itself concludes, Hanach lehem l'Yisrael, muto shishog givayu mezidin. Let them do it, let them continue to violate the Isser, and they don't realize that it's us, and if you tell them they're not going to do it anyway, they're not going to stop.
The Ramah, it's also in the Gemara.
Exactly. Exactly my point. This Ramah is quoting the Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch, but this is not, doesn't make it mutter. This just makes it that if you see somebody doing it, you don't have to tell him to stop, because it's better that he should be shoging and not amaze it. But based on that, the Rama extends it and says, look at the Lashon of the Rama, the end of source number 3. The Rama takes that Gemara and now says, based on that, there's room to be Mekel Lechatchila. V'yeshom d'vizman hazeh ha'kol shari. No, I'm sorry, I skipped. I take it back. You're right. The Ramah is just quoting a Gemara. You're right. He's quoting a Gemara that's saying that nowadays that which, even though it's Aser, Shulchan Aruch says it's Aser, we don't say a word because Muta Shishal Gemal Yom Zidin. Correct. He's just quoting the Gemara. Now look at the next line. V'yei Shomrim. Now, what we just read is assuming that it is Aser, but we're going to keep our mouths shut because we don't want people to, do it as amazing. V'yei Shomrim. T'bizman hazeh ha'kol shari.
Usually, when we paskin like this, the Gemara, that it's because it's not going to help. Obviously,
it's Mutar Shishogin Al Yom Hazidin, right? You tell people stop clapping, they're just going to, you're from to somebody or other.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to ignore you.
That's Hakav Shat, probably, why in the time of Chazal they did it and they saw that it didn't help.
They told them
to stop,
yeah,
and it didn't
that
help.
That could be. So they just
so
said,
maybe we
don't
would think
say
only
anything.
In the time of Chazal, and maybe later on in the time of the Ramah, in our times it would help. Kamashmon still doesn't
help. That could
help.
Be. That's
the
fine.
Ramah, Taka Paskin, Ata Yayma
Seth. It's not going to help. That could be. That's true. Maybe there's a subjectivity to that svara. Look at the next line. V'yesh Omer continues the Ramah. T'bizman hazeh kol shari. Oh, now he's saying it's mamash mutter bizman hazeh. And what does he do? He quotes the svara of Tosfos. Then nowadays, Einon Obekim, Basias Klei Shir. Nowadays, we don't know how to make a Klei Shir. V'lekel Migzah, we don't have to make the Gzer. Shem Yitakim Klei Shir. T'milzat lo shchiyachu. Even if there is one person who knows how to, there's in any room, there's always one musician, right? There's one musician, Taka does know how to fix an instrument, but that's not Shriach. And therefore, that's a twist that Tosfos didn't mention that he adds. That's not Shriach, even if there is somebody who's a Baki. And therefore, there's no reason to make a Milsad al-Shriach al-Gaz Rabbanon. And therefore, since it's uncommon for people to know how to fix musical instruments, we don't have to be concerned that there's going to be such a person. And therefore, it's going to be Mutar Bizman Hazeh. comes the Aruch HaShulchan. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan and raises ire and raises all the questions against this Rama, this Kula of the Rama. So basically the Rama did take the Kula of the Tosfos as the Yesh Omrim, as a Safik of the a Safik in the Rama. Chada, look at my bullet points in source number 5. Says Aruch HaShulchan and Shin Lamed Tes Tiv Ches. Chada, first of all, Kshiras Nime HaKinor, tying the strings of the guitar, Shlichi Tuv, is very common. Vechein, and so too, Legalgala, to roll the strings, Mr. Davies, you see this? To roll the strings on the pegs, what is that called? Maybe tuning? Maybe it's tuning? Vahainashim Megalgalan Hayasid, you turn the peg, to fix the string, to be at the proper tightness. And he points out, this, both of these points separately are going to be an Issa D'oraisa, v'shnei advarim yishchiv chatas. If you tie a new string on, that's going to be kosher, which is kosher. Kosher itself is one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. Mishum kshiyu mishum. And if you tune it, I assume he's talking about tuning it, that's going to be metakin mana. And this different Issa D'oraisa. So how could you tell me that we don't do this bizman hazeh? It's very common. And number two, and this is a stronger point maybe, va'od, the chalila levatel shvus d'rabanan. Since when do we say, oh, the shvara doesn't apply, the reason doesn't apply anymore, let's just throw out this gzera d'rabanan. Right, that's the theme that we've been speaking about last week. We talked about medications. We don't grind medications. Let's just throw out the issur of taking medicines on Shabbos. We don't tie rafts. Let's throw out the issur of swimming or boating on Shabbos. That's not such a simple thing. How can we chas v'chasholim, just because the reason doesn't apply so much nowadays, throw out the issur d'rabanan, throw out the gzer d'rabanan? Okay, I just want to show you parenthetically a Gemara that is the proof text for the, when the Aruch HaShulchan says that when you fix a guitar, it's mamash and issa d'oraisa, it's a mefurish Gemara that says this. Gemara in Erevin is talking about a fascinating situation that you might have, if you ever learned the Mishnayos in Erevin, you might have come across this story. What happens if you're playing, if you're a Levi? Are you a Levi? Not a Levi. No Levium here?
We're calling.
No, they don't count. So if you're Levi and you're playing in the the Beis HaMikdash Symphony Orchestra, and while you're playing in the Beis HaMikdash, Shabbos morning, you're playing Mizmar Shir, Shir Le'yam, right? Right after they brought the Korban Talmud, you're playing Mizmar Shir, the Karbach's Mizmar Shir Le'yam Shabbos, which was the Mizmar that they would play after the Korban Talmud. And lo and behold, your string snaps in the Beis HaMikdash. So what are you going to do? So you're going to argue, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, we don't apply Yisurim D'Rabbanan B'Mikdash. This whole problem with don't clap and don't dance is only a Shvus. But wait, we're not talking about dancing or clapping. We're talking about fixing the guitar. That's an Isser Midaraisa.
Right.
We can't apply interest for Mikdash.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're talking about actually fixing it. Interest for Mikdash is going to say you're allowed to dance and you're allowed to clap in the base of Mikdash.
Yeah,
but here we're talking about could this Levi, the Levi, there's now, it's a string quartet, now there are only three of them. You need four, it's a quartet. Do they have backup instruments? I don't know. But right now he's in the middle of a whatever, they're performing the Mizmar Shir. By the time he goes to the closet to get a backup instrument, it's going to be, it's going to be over his mano bato kabano.
But we're dealing with two issues. We're dealing with the Mishnah, which the Rav started with today, the Mishnah. And
right.
That tells us over there, we're not talking about fixing. We're talking about clapping,
correct,
doing things that could lead us,
right,
and it's going to break where we're going to come today.
Right.
That's the Ravonah.
Correct.
Okay. Of course, if it breaks and you have to fix it every now and then.
That's of course
Nisa
D'oraisa.
At a stage over here where I'm coming to Chalila D'oraisa.
That's a real D'oraisa. So that's what I want to know. If that happened to you in the Beis HaMikdash, what would you do on Shabbos?
Can't fix it.
You can't fix it, right?
Right.
So let's look at this Mefurish Mishnah here. I'm quoting not the Mishnah, but there's a Braisa. And let's see how the Braisa paskins. Ben Levi, Igmar and Erevin, Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, Tanya. It's a Mishnah also, but the Braisa says it a little bit differently. The proof that we're going to bring is from the Braisa, not the Mishnah. Ben Levi, Shenifsiko lo nima bechinar. A Levi, that it broke for him the string in his guitar. What should he do? Tie it back. Kosher. Look at Rashi, source number 6. Look at Rashi. Skip down to what I underlined. B'kshira she'av melacha. You could tie it. It's part of the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to tie it. But what did Rashi point out? That tying a string of a guitar is indeed an issur d'oraisa. But it's mutter. What?
It's because you could shef the carbons, therefore you could...
The shiru is part of the avodah.
So it's d'oraisa.
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Rabbi Shimon Omer Onva. Don't do a knot, but do a bow tie. Okay. Third, this comes the third opinion in the Gemara Ne'erefin. It says, Rishon ben Elazar Omer, Afhi ena mashmas es hakol. If you're just going to tie a bow tie, it's not going to give you the same tune. It's not going to give you the same tune. Because it has to be tuned properly. Ela mishalshel. Now again, I don't know exactly what their guitars or what their harps look like. Mishalshel milmata. Let the string hang down. Vekorech milmala and wrap it up on the upper side. Or do the opposite. Either way, Rashi describes to you in detail what that is and.
So turn the page. Not a real picket.
So turn the page, and you'll see what Rashi explains. Rashi, I underlined it. Mahashal shonami av malachahi. Even when you do this other kind of activity to get it to be the right mute, the right tune, mesak and kli kil. It is tikkun mana. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see that when you both tie the string onto a guitar. And when you tune a guitar, it seems to be a clear mefurash Rashi, as he explains the Gemara, an iser d'oraisa, either kosher, if you're being kosher, or if you're not being kosher, you're tuning it, that would be an iser d'oraisa of tikkun mana. So we see it's a real iser d'oraisa. Again, that was not talking about dancing. That's talking about actually that it is permitted, since it's part of the shira in the avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, it is permitted on Shabbos to do those Yisurim d'oraisa. It is permitted because it's part of the Shira.
So what is the machlok? The machlok is Tanaim is...
I don't want to get into it because it's okay. Complicated. Okay. Machlok is what's better to do.
Tanakama holds over here, you don't have to make any shenuyim. In other words, it's avodah samigdash and Shabbos, fix it and do it avodah the same way Shechita and Shabbos, Korban's, right?
You are listening
Korban
to Ben's Torah.
It's an Avodah. But it's not Avodah that the Torah says is Mutter.
Right.
So if it's also Shira on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash,
that's the Tanakh.
Do it. The other Tana
says
what kind of Shina? Shina this way,
right. So Rashi explains that the middle of Tana holds a Shina, but the third Tana says don't do a Shinoi. Do also, this Mishalshel is also a proper tuning.
It's a type of this.
Right, but he's even not a Shia, it's going to be an Issa d'oraisa. Okay, so that's the, we just finished the Aruch HaShulchan's questions on the Ramah. How could the Ramah be Mekel with the Svara that nowadays nobody knows how to fix them? We see that people definitely do know how to fix them, and it's an Issa d'oraisa, so why is this Ramah being Mekel? That's the question. How could you pass something like that Kul of Tosis and no one knows? How could we be Mekel? So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, source number 7, this is what I mentioned between Ruch HaMayrev today, that there's a gigantic kula, chiddush, that the Aruch HaShulchan suggests why there's no problem clapping and dancing today. Bizman hazeh. Ulanias daiti nira tam poshut. The sipuk v'rikud shelanu, when Chazal made the iser on dancing and on clapping, that wasn't applying to our clapping and our dancing. Our type of dancing and clapping, lo na'asra me'olam. He doesn't just say because we shuffle around, it's not a real dance. He says something more specific. Tibizman chazal, hoya ze be'esha mezamrim b'klei shir. What was the point? The point was you dance to music, and when you're dancing to music, what kind of dancing is it? Vahyu metapchen, I underlined it, metapchen, umrachten, al pi seder hashir. You would dance to the beat. You would jiggle to the rhythm.
It's of the music.
With the music, you'd move, you'd clap, you'd dance to the music. And that was the whole point, that if you start dancing to a certain beat, we're going to try to bring out more instruments and get the music better, because you're dancing to a certain beat that's accompanied, that there's a connection between your dancing and the music. Not just that when people, play music, people like to dance. More than that, you dance to the music. There's a more integral connection. And therefore, in the olden days, when that's how they danced, they danced in a very specific thing to the beat. If you, again, like I mentioned at Mincha Maariv today, at least one person was there. When you go to a wedding, there are two parts of the first dance, right? First they just sing the Odi Shama, the regular dancing, everyone goes in a circle, and then they switch to like a Hora dance. They're like dun 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 dun. Yeah.
Two separate dances.
Right. It's a different dance. It's a boy because they do the. There's a beat that the second part goes to the. They dance to the beat. That second part is taka. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? When you sort of go two steps to the right, one step
when
to the left.
People my age back out.
Right. Exactly. So that would be the kind of dancing that, would be, that's dancing to the music literally. But that first dancing, when people just dance, even at a wedding, when there's a 10-piece band, they still just run around in a circle, which is not really tiny beat. And that's the Zarech HaShulchan, that's not the dancing that Chazal were concerned about. Because that's not going to cause you to bring out a musical instrument, because there's no correlation between your dance, your clap, your tapping, and your and the actual... And the musical instruments.
Would you say
the same
about clapping?
Yeah, he is. That's what he is. He's saying all three. Avalash, look at the second paragraph. Avalash, ein ze klal. Be'esha mezamer b'klei shir. When do we clap? When we're on a Shabbos? We're not listening to music. We're just, while they're singing. El be'esha shorim b'peh, shirei simcha metapkin, kav al-kav. Right, you have a guy who's doing a nice, lively lechadodi. So people clap. It's nothing to do with, there's no connection between musical instruments. Not necessarily, he's saying something, people don't necessarily clap to the beat. That's not really true. They do clap to the beat. So either way, he says that this is not the right way to dance. This is not the dance that Chazal were talking about. And this is not, our dancing is not the kind of dancing that correlates to the music. And therefore, this is not the dancing that Chachamim ossered at all.
So applause is for sure okay.
What?
Applause.
Applause is for sure okay, correct, according to the Zohar HaShulchan, yeah.
Applause definitely. For this kind of music.
Applause, no, not to the music, just... It's not dum ta ta dum ta dum ta dum ta dum. It's just applause, just clapping. Hooray, you know. The rabbi gave such a great speech, everybody clap. The chazan gave such a good musaf, let's go, let's all clap.
Is there an Indian of loud noises on Shabbos?
Yes, that's a separate issue. That's
clapping, could be.
Right, but that's not with your body. That's with some kind of instrument. That's some kind of, like a grindstone. That's something that's a machine. A dishwasher, an alarm clock, a grind, a mill.
Not
our bodies.
Anyway,
yes, but it's not with bodies. Okay, so therefore, with this kula, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I can now understand two different things. I understand why you're allowed to dance on Simchas Torah. You shouldn't be allowed to dance on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is Yantav, you're not allowed to dance on Yantav. It's an explicit Mishnah. According to this, I understand why we're really allowed to dance on Simchas Torah. So some say that's because of Kavanat Torah. Kavanat Torah. But according to me, it's much better. I don't think you should be Mevatel, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Kosh by the third, fourth to last line of source number 7. Kosh be'ena Levatel, Shuas to Rabbanu Pnei Zeh. For Kavanat Torah, you're going to knock off a Gzer to Rabbanu because Kavanat Torah. I don't like that svara. Avalafima shekasam, the third to last line of source number 7. But according to what I explained, that there's no real iser to dance nowadays. Asi shabri, de'en zeh rikud v'atipach shazru chacham. This is not the real dancing that is usher in the first place. So you're allowed to dance on Simchas Torah because it's not the real dancing.
In Israel, don't the Israelis come to the Kafa Shias and bring
music? Sure.
I don't want to get into that. Good Shiloh.
But it's not on Yom Tov.
For us it is.
But he's in Israel.
What's the difference? Between
yeah, I don't want to get into that.
What is the difference between the two dancing?
In Israel, it's not Yom Tov.
Dancing is itself is the same.
Dancing nowadays, when people go in a circle, is not to the beat.
Israelis go to American.
There's dancing to a beat.
No, Israel.
Dancing to a rhythm. The dance that parallels. If you see professional dancers, the dancing correlates to the music. What you and I do, we go to a wedding, we just go around in a circle, there's no connection between the music and the mood. So that could be a problem. Okay, fine.
Exactly.
Fine. So it happens to be that there might this svara of the Aruch HaShulchan, that dancing is only asur if it's to the music, literally, that's the only kind of dance that Chazal asur, and we don't do that nowadays. That might be Meduik and Rashi in source number 10. In source number 10, Rashi says, explains, Emirach, you're not allowed to dance, beregel with your feet. Rashi says that for a reason we don't have to go into now. For kulan, all these things of dancing, clapping, l'simcha v'lashir. Rashi specifies that it's not an applause, right? It's l'simcha l'shir. The Gemara mefarish gzer shem yitaken. Rashi adds a word. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says shem yitaken klei shir. Rashi adds a word. Shem yitaken knegdan, opposite them, parallel to them. Parallel to what? Opposite what? Oh. Wow, maybe Rashi is also insinuating, he's also hinting that you, the Isser is that you might come to fix Kineged the music, a Kleshir, or I'm sorry, you'll fix the Kleshir, Kineged the dancing, to make the dancing and the music fit together, work together in tandem. This is a diuk that the Sefer Dvar Yoshua in Sof number 8 is Medayik from Rashi, a beautiful diuk in Rashi, but that's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, that our dancing is not the dancing of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said is Asr. Now, we're going to go with a totally different explanation of dancing Bizman Hazeh. Totally different, that's the dancing of the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe asks the same exact questions as the Aruch HaShulchan. First of all, we do fix instruments. Second of all, just because we don't fix instruments still, you have no right to just throw out a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan because you feel that the reason doesn't apply anymore. So let's turn to page 3. And the Rav Moshe Feinstein says something very subtle, very, very deep, and a big chiddush also, gigantic chiddush. Let me say it outside, then maybe we'll see it inside. When does a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, we know that there's a rule, the rule is that if there's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, how do you uproot or undermine or cancel a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan that was made previously?
Chacham of Minyan.
You need a Beis Din Gadol HaMer B'Chacham of Minyan. Why do you need to do that? Why do you have to put everyone together? Because they have to analyze. You need a better Beis Din to analyze the situation and see if it warrants to undermine, to cancel this Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Listen to what the Rav Moshe says. It says a few interesting points. We know that if there's a Gzeirah that Chazal make and it doesn't work.
Yeah, like the open water with the Nachash.
No, I don't want to talk about that. That's, they made the Gzeirah and then it was. Then it, right, I want to talk about a different case. Let's say they make a Gzeirah. And let's go back 10 years. Remember the Aguda had the takanas for weddings? Huh. Remember that? Did it work? It worked for about 3 weeks until Rosh Yeshiva had to go to a philanthropist's wedding and he had to go. And then it happened again and again and again and it didn't work. So in other words, they made a gzeirah, but it didn't work. It didn't spread around Klal Yisrael. It doesn't matter, whatever it was. You can't have too big, too many pieces, you know. So
they meant well.
What? They meant very well. It didn't work. It was low pashta. So what happens when that happens? The gzeira just folds up. Let me ask you a question. Chacham made a gzeira that you can't dance, you can't clap. Did it work?
No.
Yeah, it did. In the time of the Mishnayos, no one clapped, no one danced. It worked. But wait a second. But nowadays, this is a chiddush of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe suggests, since nowadays, even if in the olden days it did apply across the board and everyone did listen to it. But nowadays, since things are different and people don't fix instruments, and therefore, since people don't fix instruments, the reason no longer applies, and therefore, people will clap nowadays, it's considered as though originally when Chacham made that gzeira, the gzeira didn't apply and all, didn't work in all cases. Let's see that paragraph inside. Source number 3, second paragraph. It's a very hard svara. It's very creative. What he's doing is he's trying to say that usually you and I always thought that what does it mean that lo pashto, the gzera didn't spread out? It means at one point in time it never spread out from, you know, from edge to edge. Here he's saying that we'll look, even if it forward in time, even at a different period in time, even if in the modern times it doesn't work, the gzera doesn't carry through, then also that is considered that the gzera never got locked in and never was pashta. V'nirlanias daiti, second paragraph on page 3. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is the Igros Moshe Orach Chaim Chelek Beis Minkuf. V'nirlanias daiti, shatamhu, the reason why people clap nowadays, people dance on Shabbos, or the Ramah has this kula, d'nechshava kulo pashta ha-gzera. It's considered as though this gzera of not clapping, not dancing, didn't spread out around Klal Yisrael. Afshe kvar pashta b'yameihem, even though at that time in the Mishnah, at that time period in history, it did spread out. Aval kemen she'achshav nishtana mikvi she'haya b'yameihem. Nowadays, it's different than it used to be. Because nowadays, the reason doesn't apply, Shnis Talikatam, we don't consider that which it applied to everybody in the olden days. Lo nechshav ma shepashta beis shehayatam, lepashta gamachshav kishlakatam. The spreading out of this gzeira that everyone adheres by it, that existed in the time of the Mishnah, doesn't apply nowadays. Oh, but don't you still need, listen to what he says, but don't you still need a minyan acher lahatiro? Don't you still need a beis din gadol hamer b'chachma v'minyan? Look what he says. If you had all the rabbis get together today, what would they say today? If you had all, we don't have all the rabbis coming together and all the great chachamim coming together. They would say, you know what they would say? You know what the chacham would say? They would say, well, the Gemara already pointed out that people don't listen to this gzeira. You remember we started off 20 minutes ago and we said, there's a Gemara in Erevin and Beitza Daflam, that's the next source I brought. The Gemara said, people don't really listen to this, they don't follow this, but it's better to keep your mouth shut because they're not going to listen to you anyway. So if the Rabbanim know that people are violating this gzeira anyway, if you would sit all the Rabbanim down nowadays, when, first of all, the reason doesn't even apply. And, the reason doesn't apply, and in terms of the gzeira being a gzeira, people don't listen to it anyway, what would the Chachamim do now if they would sit down? They would cancel the gzeira. Now, of course, when the reason did apply, in the time of the Mishnayos, when the reason did apply, and people were bekiyim in fixing musical instruments, then, even if people don't listen to the gzeira is still applied, and the reason applies, and nobody would undermine, nobody cancel the gzeira. But since now you have a double whammy, nowadays the reason doesn't apply, and not only does it not apply, but there are many people who don't listen to it anyway, so there's no question, says Ramosha, there's no question that the whole gzeira would just, every rav would agree, even the Tanam who made this takana would agree, the reason doesn't apply, and people aren't listening anyway, let's cancel the gzeira. And therefore he says, the whole reason why you need a bezin gadol hemer b'chachma v'minyan is for what purpose? To analyze. It's not a magical thing. Like there's a gzeira that gets locked in. You can only unlock it with a magical potion called bezin gadol hemer b'chachma v'minyan. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, no. Why do you need a bezin gadol hemer b'chachma v'minyan to undermine a gzeira? Because you have to analyze if we should undermine it. But according to my logic, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, where the reason doesn't apply, and anyway, people aren't following it, as the Gemara pointed out, that the Mutar Shiyushog Malayim Zidin, it's clear to me, says Rav Moshe, that every Chacham would agree that you shouldn't have it as a Gzeira Rabbanan, because reason doesn't apply, and people aren't listening anyway, and therefore, the Gzeira is cancelled automatically. And therefore, this Mishnah that we learned, that you're not allowed to dance, once the reason doesn't apply, and people don't listen anyway, it's just automatically cancelled. Wow. You know what Rav Moshe just did? Rav Moshe took out an eraser, or whiteout, and he just erased the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. And a line of the Shulchan Aruch. That's incredible. That's what he just did with his svara. That's a fascinating svara that Rav Moshe says, that he suggests, this is Prat in the Ramah. This is why the Ramah says that you could, you could rely on the Tosfos who says that you could dance nowadays, even though there's an issur d'rabban, but you could dance nowadays because the reason doesn't apply so much. Ramosh is explaining, if you have a combination of the reason not applying and the fact that people aren't listening to it anyway, that's a good reason to assume that the gzera would be cancelled, and therefore you don't need nowadays a bezin gadol hemer b'chachma v'minyan in order to cancel this gzera.
Have we checked every single d'rabban in the Torah that's in it? And the halacha, and check and see if it's happening nowadays and people listen to it.
Well, we have an explicit Gemara that says people don't listen to it. I don't know what other Gzeir Drabbanans you have that it says in the first. But here we have a Mefurish Gemara about it.
So, I know that because that one's there, but we have new ones now.
Okay. So now I want to share with you.
The Gemara says, what is she saying? It sounds like they're being over on the Gzeir.
Right, that's what there was, that the Tom did apply. But nowadays you have that, plus the Tom doesn't even apply. It's compounded reason. Yeah, it's a double. It's a double.
That was already a Tosfos before.
Tosfos just said that the reason doesn't apply. Period.
Right.
But Rav Moshe is adding 2 points on top of that. He's saying that you still need a bezin gadol hamer b'chachma v'minyan. Tosfos, Rav Moshe is adding that when the reason doesn't apply and people don't listen to it, then it makes it as though it never spread out among Klal Yisrael. And then you don't need a Bezin Gadol HaMer B'Chachamim, it will be cancelled by itself. When you have the combination of the Tosfos Svara, but that's not enough. You also have to have the fact that people wouldn't listen to it. And if people aren't listening to it, and the reason doesn't apply, what would the Beis Din B'Zman HaZeh say if there was such a Beis Din? They would say we should definitely cancel it. So Tosfos, Rav Moshe is also being mechadesh that the only reason that you need a Beis Din Gadol HaMer B'Chachamim of a Minyan is not to magically unlock, magically cancel previous Gzeirah D'Rabbanans, but it's to see if the reason applies. And if they would in there, if nowadays it's clear to me, without any basic Gadol HaMer B'Chachamim of a Minyan, that it shouldn't apply, because the reason doesn't apply. And people aren't listening, so the Isser won't apply. The Mishnah doesn't apply. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply. That's Rav Moshe's Chiddush. That's a tremendous Chiddush. Okay. Let's look at... Okay, well, let's stop here. Maybe next week we'll talk about... I don't know if we're going to talk about this next week, but we'll stop here. The other question that we have is, do you have a kula in this sugya if you have a wedding on Shabbos, or a wedding party on Shabbos, or Sheva Brachas, or any other mitzvah that you want to celebrate? Could you combine all these kulas that we have with the fact that there's a mitzvah involved? Remember, we're talking about an issur d'rabbanan. We know that in general, when there's an issur d'rabbanan, b'makom mitzvah are always more meikel. So if you have a situation where there's a mitzvah at hand, whatever the mitzvah might be, like Sheva Brachas or something, or a Friday afternoon, actually, you know, in the olden days they would have the weddings Friday afternoon, right? To save money on the food, because they may have to make a Shabbos meal anyway. I actually was invited to a wedding tomorrow morning. A Friday morning wedding. I was with Mamash tomorrow morning. What perfect timing. So if you have a wedding right before Shabbos, so you want to have music. You want to just dance. No music. You're just going to dance. But it's Shabbos. But it's a mitzvah. So if you have a issur d'rabbanan, so that's going to be a discussion that we're not going to talk about right now. That would be the other half of the sugya.
Did we have a Gemara where they heard a guy, but not a Gemara?
Yes, there's an Orzarua. It's a Rishon. The Orzarua says that if you have the issur d'rabbanan of dancing with Amir Lenachri, b'makom mitzvah, it's a shvistishus b'makom mitzvah, and the Orzarua says you're allowed to have a guy play music at a Sheva Brachas on Shabbos. But we don't pass him like that. But the Arzura did.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.